potato. Oh, things like carrots and peas and beets and so forth. Those are all different types of
vegetables.
Or talking about a food that we like to eat down here in the South. Made out of ground, finely grounded corn.
Cornbread.
You cook it, you dip it out, you know. Especially like having it for breakfast.
Grits? Gracious. Do you know that for years that food wasn't popular at my house?
Really?
That's right. But as I have grown older, I've enjoyed it. In fact, I eat grits often for breakfast. But as a child, we didn't ever have grits.
I thought everybody ate grits myself.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why we didn't.
Well, what about the bigger, the whole kernel type?
Yeah, corn.
Well, it's not exactly corn. Sometimes you can buy it in a can, you know. Some of it's white, some yellow.
Well, that's still your corn, isn't it?
Well, I mean, some people use the word in conjunction with grits as a type of, again, with an H.
Husk?
No.
I don't know, whole? I don't agree with an H.
No.
I don't know, I'm wrong. Harmony? Oh, yes.
I was describing?
That's right. I was just a little dense.
What about another starchy food that grows here in Arkansas, in flooded fields, you know?
Rice.
So, my first rice growing in Arkansas.
Did you really? But we have a lot of north of us. I use rice a lot.
Let me ask you one other thing that Arkansas is well known for, this illicit alcohol that used to be
bootleggers.
Uh-huh.
Moonshine.
Ever heard it called anything besides moonshine?
No, but what about red eye?
Is that whiskey?
Yeah, that's whiskey.
Home-made?
As I know it now, not knowing too much about
it. You don't have an intimate acquaintance with it.
No, not hardly. What's the other word you had in mind?
Well, I was going to ask you if you've ever heard it called white lightning.
Yes, the colored people call liquor white lightning.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now, we always just said liquor or moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
And the red eye I have picked up in my work, you know, a lot of it. I've just heard it kind of a slang, so I have no idea what category it fits with.
Let me ask you this expression. Say if something were cooking in the kitchen and made a good impression on your nose, you might say, just
smell of that.
Well, we were talking about pancakes, you know, this stuff that people like to pour on their pancakes.
Syrup.
Now, is there something like that, except maybe a little bit different?
Well, there's honey. Of course, there are different types of syrup. And a lot of people use jellies and preserves on their pancakes.
What about the, I don't know if you consider it the same or not, but it's like syrup. Might be made from a sorghum base. No.
Ribbon cane and sorghum syrup, or you is that the?
Well, I had molasses in mine.
Well, molasses fits either ribbon cane or sorghum in my estimation.
So, do you molasses and syrup are the same?
No difference in my mind. And if I go to the grocery store to buy syrup, I just assume say molasses, and then they'll ask you which you want, sorghum or ribbon cane. So you see, in my estimation, they are the same, the molasses and the syrup.